You're listening to the WebCertain Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Cal O'Connell, and here are today's top stories. India is to launch an export e-commerce platform to encourage cross-border e-commerce in the country. China Mobile wants to have 500 million 4G users by the end of 2016, and research has revealed that many people in Latin America have a negative attitude towards video digital adverts. The Indian government is to launch an export e-commerce platform to encourage cross-border e-commerce in the country. The platform will be aimed at Indian B2B businesses who want to sell their products overseas and will have product quality and delivery time guarantees. The platform forms a part of the government's Make in India initiative, which aims to encourage Indian manufacturing and will be run by the India Brand Equity Foundation. The government aims to attract 100,000 sellers to the platform soon after launch and wants to add a further 500,000 sellers every year. It'll be going into direct competition with e-commerce giants such as Alibaba, which recently launched a Hindi version of its Smile initiative, which aims to help small to medium-sized Indian businesses export their products internationally. A recent report by Goldman Sachs predicted that the Indian e-commerce market will be worth over $100 billion by 2020. China's leading telecoms company, China Mobile, has said that it intends to grow its user base of 4G users from its current level of 200 million to 500 million by the end of 2016. 4G mobile internet connections allow users to access the internet from their smartphones faster than from 3G connections. China Mobile currently has 1 million 4G base stations and intends to increase this number by 30% next year. The 4G mobile internet market is very important in China, as the average 4G consumer spends 1.5 times more money than normal users. Research by IMS Group and Comscore has revealed that many people in Latin America have a negative attitude towards digital video adverts. 2/3 of respondents said they skipped over ads in online videos whenever possible, with just over half saying that they would watch more online videos if there were no ads. 1/3 even said they would be willing to pay to watch online videos if it meant they didn't have to see any ads. It's not entirely bad news for online video advertisers targeting the region, however. The research found that 44% said that seeing video ads motivated them to find out more about the product or the company being advertised, including motivating them to visit the company's website. 36% also said that seeing video ads motivated them to actually shop for a brand. This suggests that video ads do have a big impact on viewer behavior, even if these viewers would rather not see the ads. Despite being one of the leading nations when it comes to smartphone adoption and social media use, Italy is lagging far behind when it comes to e-commerce. The finding comes from a recent Ofcom report which examined digital habits throughout Europe. It found that Italy ranked first for social media usage in Europe, with 78% of internet users accessing a social network at least once a week, and second for smartphone adoption, with 79% having a smartphone. When it came to e-commerce, however, Italy was one of the lowest ranking European markets. The average Italian spent just £175 online last year, a minuscule amount, compared to the £1,591 spent online by the average Brit during the same period. 17 million Italians currently engage in e-commerce, equivalent to just 28% of the population. The most popular e-commerce channels in the country are eBay, Amazon, and social media. And finally, gamers in Japan have embraced the smartphone era, according to research by Mobile Marketing Data Lab. The data showed that a staggering 2/3 of Japanese gamers play games on a smartphone every day, compared to just 16% who play games on a console every day. The time gamers spend on smartphones is more variable than time spent on gaming consoles. 30% spend less than an hour a week playing games on smartphones, compared to 16% who use the games consoles for less than an hour a week. A larger proportion also spend an excessive amount of time playing games on smartphones. 36% spend at least 4 hours a week playing games on the smartphones, compared to 23% who spent the same amount of time on a gaming console. And that's all from me today. Thank you for listening, and be sure to visit webcertain.tv for more news as well as in-depth interviews with global digital marketing professionals. See you next time.